welcome to another one, another edition of American Exposé. Here it is, the 14th of October, listeners. Oh, wow. So many things are going on today that are totally predictable. In my eyes, anyway. I don't know about you or others, but it's just so incredible how the American people can be so manipulated. Because those that do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And there is the situation, listeners. People are not learning history. They're not researching the past. They don't have a clue, many of them. And that's because of our deliberate dumbing down of America, as Charlotte Isabeat so well chronicled in her book. We'll have to bring her back next week. As much as she'd love to come on, I'm sure she'd love to find something else to do. We'd all like to find something else to do, listeners. Certainly, I would. Here we see consumer prices surge. I look here at the AARP bulletin from October. The big hurt, high gas prices take a trickle-down toll. Exclusive survey, how Americans are coping. This is from the AARP bulletin. And consumer prices surge, listeners. From Reuters, U.S. consumer prices shot up an unexpectedly large 1.2% last month. Unexpectedly? You've got to be joking. The biggest gain in more than 25 years as Hurricane Katrina and Rita led to the biggest energy price surge on record. That is ridiculous to think that this was not going to happen. Absolutely, totally ridiculous. I said this was going to happen. I'm not a great predictor of events, listeners, but when it comes to this situation, this UN system, this New World Order is what the UN system is. Everything's totally predictable. This is why I've been stressing for so long. Weather modification. Ever since I've been on the air, weather modification. Because when you can't blame something that's called an act of God, well, what a perfect weapon to destroy populations. And a device to cause an earthquake. And Pakistan just received one. And there's no mention that they can be created today, except Secretary of Defense Cohen made that statement back in 1997. And why would he make that statement, listeners? That is vital information. Vital. Because here we see the high price of gasoline. Here we see in San Francisco, the gasoline is up to $3.30 a gallon for regular. $3.49 for Supremo. And, you know, I've tried to contact some celebrities by email to try to generate some income for the network. And one of these group of people that I've contacted, they restore automobiles. And that's a vital thing to do today, is restoration of automobiles. Don't crush them. Restore them. Vital. They're better built than today. They don't have the computers that they have today to control the automobile. We'll talk about this some more. Lots to do today, listeners. We'll be back. Stay with us. As we have major products sold in the stores made in communist China, outsourcing of American jobs, migration coming in south of us, all as a result of the UN system, World Trade Organization, Universal Declaration of human rights treaties, implementation of human rights treaties, Executive Order 13107, 1998, December 10th. And here we see U.S. consumer inflation surged at the fastest pace in more than 25 years in September, rising a steeper than expected 1.2%, according to the Labor Department. The Labor Department, listeners, the Labor Department, what is the Labor Department concentrating on? They're concentrating on outsourcing of American jobs, listeners, because they're having to implement human rights treaties, and they're concentrating with the State Department on migration of foreigners to this country. This is the UN system. This is what's being done right now. A record 12% rise in energy prices fueled a historic jump in the consumer price index. But core inflation, which excludes food and energy, increased just 0.1%. Well, that's because they don't want us panicking yet. And they, in my opinion, they don't want us ever to panic. They want us to comfortably accept the comfortable merger between this country and Russia and into the UN system completely, as we are completely in it now, and we don't even know it. This is why the people of California, who voted in 1994 to have no medical benefits for illegal aliens, and it won overwhelmingly. The next day, no illegal aliens were at the medical centers for their treatments, whatever they wanted. But Judge Mariana Fowler overturned that ruling of the people of California, and she had every right to, because we're embroiled in this UN system. And the Barr Treaty of 1947 mandates acceptance of international treaties. That's just the way it is, listeners. The contrasting figures sparked debate among experts on whether inflation was on the rise as a result of the spike in energy costs, or if the data simply reflected a temporary spike in energy costs due to Hurricane Katrina. Well, how do we get to the bottom of that one? Very difficult to do so. We aren't privy to information and statistics. And where did the foreign troops go that came during Hurricane Katrina? Where are they now? What are they doing? Holland was here, it was reported. Canada is here. Mexico is here. Obviously, the dropping of the border is being done and developed. Border Region 21, Border 21, now it's Border 2012. This was planned for long ago. This is not something that is George Bush's idea. You see, the president just occupies the position. George Bush and company, Halliburton, these other directions, Enron, these other directions are just structures to making it happen. Structures to developing the one world totalitarian new world order, which is the United Nations system. It's just the way it is. Secretary of Treasury, U.S. Governor of the IMF, of the UN. I'm sorry. I apologize for our country. I'm very apologetic for our country. I'm going to try to get Bobby Garwood back, the one POW to make it out of Vietnam, to say there was more. He was vilified. I did a series of maybe 13 broadcasts with him and Colonel Tom McKinney, who swore to kill Bobby Garwood during the Vietnam War, as he was fed disinformation about Bobby Garwood. Bobby Garwood was supposedly a collaborator to the enemy. Bobby Garwood has nothing to say, because all he was the Jeep driver for General Walt in Vietnam. But because of his having driven this Jeep to a special place called China Beach, which wasn't the China Beach that you saw on that series on television, because he was in that specialized Jeep with specialized equipment in it to communicate to Washington to get permission to do things. And he had no rifle. He just had a sidearm. The Viet Cong considered him an officer, so they gave him all the special treatments to make him talk. He had nothing to say. He didn't know what to say. He was 10 days away from coming home. And he spent 14 years in Vietnam, communist Vietnam, found a way to get out. That is a story that needs to be told again. I don't know whether he has the stomach to do it again. He certainly won't come on without Tom McKinney. And I certainly won't tolerate anyone calling in vilifying Bobby Garwood, because that person is an idiot, whoever calls in to vilify Bobby Garwood. The man is a hero to come out to say there were more. He went back in 1992 with the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, in 1992 to prove everything he said. And the Viet Cong collaborated all the information that he had been stating in 1979 when he returned home. When he returned home to silence, and he was told not to speak to anyone about this because he would jeopardize the remaining POWs remaining. However, he was court-martialed 4 years later for collaborating with the enemy, never received his benefits, his back pay, and all he ever wanted to be was a Marine. And what do they have now, listeners? Jarhead. Jarhead, a new movie glorifying the Marines in the Middle East mess. Today, it's coming out. Go watch Jarhead. I'll never watch it. I'll never watch it. I'm not going to watch that garbage. They're going to make a lot of money off this, and the propagandized public are going to go, oh, let's join the Marines, and let's go off to the Middle East. Do you realize many soldiers in Vietnam were thinking they were John Wayne walking through the jungles, and I would have been one of them, because I was just as indoctrinated with John Wayne movies as the next person my age. 58,000 people died and never returned from Vietnam, the slaughterhouse. Now, Robert McNamara has a show on one of these programs today, listeners. One of these channels, I don't know, Showtime, I'm not sure what it is. And he's defending his war in Vietnam and the way he handled that war. Robert McNamara, who became president of the World Bank of the UN. You see where all this leads? Always back to the UN. I don't like to talk about the UN. I don't like to do this. I do not like to do this. I'm just telling you how it is. And you can disagree with me all you want and prove me wrong, but you won't do it. You can't do it. I have documentation behind me. I've never really been vilified with anything I've covered with information. Never. Because it's always backed up with documentation and information. So Robert McNamara is going to be on one of these channels tonight, as he was last night, which I did not watch, defending his stance as Secretary of Defense during the Vietnam War. It's going to be such a load of propaganda, listeners, and I hope you watch it. But if you don't have any knowledge of what happened in Vietnam, if you have no knowledge of the CETO agreement, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, you're going to be in the dark. Those who do not learn by history are doomed to repeat it. And here we are again in the Middle East mess. And every country has an Agenda 21. Every country. They have to implement the 40 chapters of Agenda 21. They are being monitored as they implement them. Iraq was being monitored as it was implementing Agenda 21 during Saddam Hussein's presence over there in Iraq. Nothing was being done with Agenda 21. Saddam Hussein thumbed the UN and said, hey, forget it. But yet you had the oil for food sanction program, although I believe we were bombing during that time when he was there after Gulf War I. I think the population of Iraq was decimated as a result of that in many respects. But they're totally decimated today in many respects as well. And just understand, the people of Iraq are being disarmed. Totally disarmed. They cannot protect themselves. Our Marines, our jarheads, are going house to house, searching for weapons, going after the insurgents. Where are the insurgents coming from and who are they? Where are they getting their weapons? Where are they getting their detonating devices? What did they do during the Civil War with the North and the South? What did the North do? They cut off the supply line of supplies coming from Europe. We never cut off the supply lines of Vietnam. We never cut their supply lines off because, quote-unquote, according to these channels that we watch, we were afraid of escalating the war. Just like Korea. We never cut off the supply line to North Korea because we didn't want to upset the Soviet Union, Russia, and Communist China. Baloney. Absolute baloney. We should have cut off the supply line. We should have gone into China and taken out Communist China. MacArthur should have done what he wanted to do as a general in charge of the military. Because now what do you have, people? Products made in Communist China on your store shelves. Slave labor products on your store shelves. We have slave labor in America as well. It's the Corrections Corporation of America. We have a concentration camp program where civilian inmate labor is going to be utilized to build products in America. And what are you doing with your job, people? How regurgitatory can it get? I'll be back.
For the pain that it's been through, she's been made to suffer. For the profit of a few, storm clouds are out forming. Winds of change now touch our shores.
Okay, we're back. Vicky's going to call in about the the America's Job Bank, listeners. It's called for in H.R. 3333. So when Vicky calls in, let me know. We'll talk about that. America's Job Bank, listeners. Human resources, you know, that kind of thing. So we'll do that when she calls in with all her ammunition of information. Here we see advertising executive Keith Reinhard has a message for U.S. companies. America's tarnished image may soon hurt your bottom line. Reinhard says growing anti-American sentiments and their impact on international sales aren't subjects corporations like to discuss publicly. That's something to laugh about. But he says more executives are paying attention to warnings about shifting attitudes abroad. It's a global economy, listeners. WTO. The other WTO, not the World Toilet Organization, listeners. The World Trade Organization. And the World Toilet Organization just had their conference. And I believe it was in China. I can't be sure. I'll have to check that out. As I have time. As you have time, you check it out too. The World Toilet Organization. Quote, sooner or later, anti-Americanism has got to be bad for business, end quote, said Reinhard, president of Business for Diplomatic Action and chairman of the New York ad agency DDB Worldwide. Quote, in marketing, we know that changes in behavior inevitably follow changes in attitude, end quote. Oh, boy, what a statement to make. Speaking Thursday at the Virginia Conference on World Trade, Reinhard encouraged businesses to practice diplomacy overseas and to take other actions, such as recruiting more foreign interns. Recruiting more foreign interns to help change the way people view Americans. Well, how can people view Americans any more negatively than they do now when we have this Middle East mess going on and it's blamed on George Bush? The propaganda machine here blames George Bush, and yet it's under the guise of the coalition. You see the Hegelian dialectic? The Fourth Reich is being blamed, justifiably so, for what's been going on here. But yet it's just strategy of the UN system behind the scenes, engineered by who? The State Department. Can you imagine, as I've said before, Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton running on the Democratic ticket? Well, that probably won't happen, but Condoleezza Rice isn't going away. Hillary Clinton is not going away. They have strategic positions right now. The third way goes on in the Senate. What is the third way? You research that yourself to find out what the third way is. What is communitarianism? You research that yourself and tell us what communitarianism is and tell us what the third way is. So speaking Thursday at the Virginia Conference on World Trade, Reinhardt encouraged businesses to practice diplomacy overseas and to take other actions, such as recruiting more foreign interns to help change the way people view Americans. How can they change the way people view Americans? Poverty is being run rampant all over the world because of wars and weather wars and water wars and drought inducement. More and more people are poor today. Earthquake just given to Pakistan. Earthquakes given to other countries. Tornadoes given to other countries. Hurricanes given to countries and steered into harm's way, which can be steered out of harm's way. The documentation is there to absorb. Much of it on our website, but not all of it. Much more needs to be put on our website. Much more information has to be readily available on our website. And that was my frustration over the months of my website, our website. Much frustration. Now I believe it's going to be rectified. Reinhardt says the rising resentment has its roots in U.S. foreign policy, globalization's effects, pervasiveness of American popular culture, and the collective personality of Americans. Well, that is all very, very relevant. Reinhardt says the rising resentment has its roots in U.S. foreign policy. Absolutely. Who does U.S. foreign policy? The State Department. Globalization's effects? The State Department's. The U.S. mission to the United Nations. Pervasiveness of American popular culture? Oh, well, that's the brainwashing machine. Quote, Americans are widely viewed as arrogant, loud, ignorant of other cultures. Well, listen, we can be ignorant of all other cultures, and it's fine to be that way. Other cultures had their place in the globe and deserve to have their place in the globe, where other cultures did not have to clash, listeners. But the 20th century changed all that. The integration of cultures is the design of the UN system. This has been going on for decades. A very relevant article here, listeners, on AmericanExpose.com, as everything there is. We're up to 66 on research that every 66 or every one of those 66 entries needs to be studied by you. And are you increasing our listenership and doubling the listenership like I talked about last month? We'll be back. Stay with us. Vicki, are you there? Before we bring Vicki up, let's see what John in Tennessee has to say. Hello, John. Hi, John.
Listen, I know I'm going to be way off topic. First of all, it's been interesting.
I doubt
listening,
it.
listening to you to talk.
I doubt if you're going to be way off topic.
Well, I think it may be a little bit important to me.
Yeah, sure.
You know, in Tennessee, Chris, we're paying 40 cents. Out of every gallon of gasoline is going to tax that's set for road use and to build and maintain the highways.
Uh-huh.
This morning I got up, and you will not believe what the Department of Transportation in Tennessee is wanting to do.
Tell us.
Toll booths.
Oh, boy, you're not off topic at all. Go ahead.
Now, here's...
yeah.
And it's not too hard, Chris, you know as well as I do, to convert a toll booth into a checkpoint.
There you go.
Okay, so, you know, I heard Alex Jones ranting and raving for the last year, year and a half, about the toll roads in Austin. When I was a boy, toll booths were a common sight, common occurrence to help pay for the roads. When the roads were built, the toll booths were torn down. Now, here we are, our roads are in place. We have the best highways that you'll ever drive on.
Yes.
They pave the roads every 2 years around here.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're probably a foot and a half taller than they were when they laid them down. They keep laying new blacktop.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to toll booths. We've refused the state income tax. We've refused other tax increases on property tax and whatnot. And here we are preparing what I believe. And if you mention it to your normal person or to a radio station around town, you're some sort of a nut. They don't see the problem with the coming global government and the increased security. They're daily giving up their rights and their liberties, you know, all to be safe. And I know that's an old song that many of us are familiar with.
Now, John, let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you 1 second. It's not the coming global government.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
It's here.
In many ways.
It's here.
They just haven't, the average person isn't aware of it because they're so concerned about, you know, we're in a modern-day Rome, Chris. We're entertaining ourselves to death with football games, hockey, baseball, basketball. How much beer can I drink? The world goes by, and you're in your little tunnel vision world 4 foot in front of you, however far your average person can stumble. They take no thought for what tomorrow's going to bring,
right?
Because they're going to die anyway. And the government is soaking it up and pounding it home to them. And when the time comes, they say, well, you know, I heard this crazy guy out of Tennessee and this other guy named Chris on RBN talking about this, and I thought they were nuts.
Right.
We should have listened. So
yeah.
I know there's many new listeners, Chris. There is every day. If you're listening, you don't buy this, you think it's nonsense, please wake up. Don't wait till it's too late.
Absolutely, John. And
I love your show. I love RBN, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Bye-bye. My friend Bill in California moved to Tennessee. He thought that would be the best place to go. I hope he's well in Tennessee. And, Bill, if you're listening, call in and say hi. He was very concerned in California, as I was back in the 90s. We worked together on the talk shows trying to educate George Putnam and his listeners about the big picture in place. We used to play talk radio phone tag. He'd call in, I'd call in, I'd call in, he'd call in. He'd always connect it back to the Federal Reserve System, which is vital. Vital. Vital, you know. But keep in mind, you have the NAFTA corridors being engineered. $286 billion is being engineered for this. Smart highways. This is what John's talking about. He wasn't off topic at all with what he says. And just about everybody that calls in is not off topic because it all interconnects. Let's go to this job bank and hear from Vicki. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Chris.
Yes.
You're
not too frustrated, are you?
I'm jumping up and down and going crazy this time.
I know.
I'm calling about this bill that Tom Tancredo introduced into Congress. It's H.R. 3333.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being billed as a bill to help us guard our borders.
Huh.
It's supposed to cure the problem of illegal aliens and lack of security on the borders.
Propaganda.
It's all propaganda. It's the most insidious and evil bill I have ever seen. When you combine it with everything else that's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
In the bill, it also calls for designing and putting into place something called America's Job Bank. Now, this is the system that George Bush proposed when he said, I think it was in 2003, State of the Union speech or something.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it's a system to match willing employers with foreign workers, supposedly. But what they don't tell you is that this system will have to be integrated into our education system and workforce development system. Now, I've been tracing the history of this, and I'm writing on it, but this system that they've been building for education to build an information system on America's children and has been going on since 1981, I think it was started. And it started out as a voluntary system to collect statistics on schools and children for comparative analysis to see how each state compares to the other in quality of education. It's gone to the point, it's been developed to the point now where it's no longer voluntary, it's mandatory. And that came in with No Child Left Behind.
There you go.
And this, what it is doing, basically, they're integrating the workforce development systems into education so that they can produce a total information system on a person for lifetime learning. Now, that doesn't sound like a necessarily bad thing, but what they're doing is they're tracking children from the point almost when they're in the womb clear through to the grave.
They
will have a record of every single thing you've done from preschool through high school to college, the jobs that you've worked on, what your employer said about you, what every teacher ever said about you, your medical records, your dental records, mental health assessments, I mean everything, will be in this database. And this internet job posting system that Tancredo's bill specified, the reason why it has to integrate with the state workforce development systems is because this bill gives the mandate to the Secretary of Labor to balance the foreign workers with domestic workers, and if there's not a domestic worker available to fill a job, supposedly, then the Secretary of Labor will be able to say to a corporation, okay, well, you can import somebody for this job. So that means that all jobs basically will end up having to be registered on this America's Job Bank system.
That's going to further put a stress on free enterprise.
Oh, this is communist. This is not free enterprise. This is not the way free enterprise works. This is how they will control people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, in your years of school, Did you ever have a teacher that you didn't get along with and you were maybe a monster in the class?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I was a jerk in school, to be honest with you.
So was I. This system will keep a record of that, and that will follow you for the rest of your life in this information system. They call it a human resources information system. Basically, they're turning people into
worker bots. Worker bots.
Exactly.
That's your word, worker bots.
Worker bots. And the schools will be a factory for worker bots.
Mm-hmm.
And when they leave school, they will have certificates of what their qualifications are, because that's how computer systems work. Everything has to be standardized, encoded, and, specifications have to be written so that the computer system can work. And in doing that, they're standardizing our children and turning them into products.
Yeah. And so this H.R. 33333 is another one, just like every one that's introduced today, pertaining to Agenda 21.
Yes. And not only that, but the Secretary of Labor will have control of supply and demand for labor, because in this bill, it gives her the right to determine whether or not there is a shortage based upon the price of labor.
Now, listeners, go to Chapter 25 and 26 of Agenda 21, Children and Youth in Sustainable Development, Chapter 25. Chapter 26, Recognizing and Strengthening the Role of Indigenous People and Their Communities. It's very easy to locate these. Go ahead, please.
Okay, say if, like with nurses, say, you know, four or five of these big corporations get together and they decide to raise the price of raise the salaries of nurses just arbitrarily for, 6 months or so. After 6 months, the Secretary of Labor can say, well, based on these labor rates, there must be a shortage because these employers are paying so much money for these nurses. So there must be a shortage. So now we need to import more foreign nurses in so that we don't have a shortage anymore.
And pay them much less.
Pay them less. That's right. It gives the Secretary of Labor the control of supply and demand over the labor force, meaning that they will set the salary that you earn.
Yep.
And I just, and the thing that upsets me so much about this bill is that they put it, they just kind of slipped it in there under the heading of immigration and controlling our borders. And so everybody is going to say, oh, this is great. You know, they're finally going to do something about our borders. When in fact, what they're doing is they're slipping in this communist system of control and management over the entire American labor market.
You know, we have these anti-immigration people that come on and complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
And get upset about it and uptight about it, but they don't take it back to where it comes from.
Yeah.
And it, once again.
Well, it's a Hegelian dialectic that they've set up for us.
That's right.
They stopped guarding the border so that we would be invaded, so that they would have the excuse, the reason, to set up this system of controlling the American labor force. You know, this has all been planned out. I've detailed the step-by-step in this project, which I'll be posting on my website.
ChannelingReality.com, mm-hmm. Partner site to ours, listeners. It's on our partner sites. Vicki, why don't you keep your thought in place, and let's take Paul. Hello, Paul. How are you today?
Hi. Well, I got some bad news, Chris. I won't keep because I don't want to be off topic.
Bad news? You've got to be joking. You can't be telling me you're going to give me bad news, are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm afraid so.
Let us have it.
What is that somebody is broadcasting on your frequency, 11920, in either Spanish or Portuguese. It just started today, and it's wiping you right out down here in South Florida.
Perfectly normal.
But this is the first time I've heard anyone on your specific frequency. Now, we know about the guy, we know about Jose next door there, but this is the first time I've heard this station on this frequency, and you're all but unreadable down here.
Well, it's nothing that I don't expect to happen.
Yeah, but it just started today, which is kind of funny.
Well, it's not funny to me. It's happened before this way. Good information, good documentation comes out, and we get drowned out. It's nothing that doesn't surprise me in the least. It's just the way it is. That's why when I lost shortwave 5 years ago, I stayed on because I was hoping the Internet is where we're going to find the new listeners. And the people that listen on the Internet have to increase the listenership however they can, because that is the key to making it happen. The Internet is the key. Everyone has a computer. Not everyone has a shortwave. Just the people that are awake have the shortwave. But if we want to get new listeners, it's the Internet, and this will probably be a continuing direction. I hope it isn't, but I'm not, put it this way, Paul, I'm just not surprised. That's all. I'm used to it. Are you gone? Okay, Paul's gone. Vicki, let's take John in Michigan real quickly. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes.
I was just going to comment on this education bill. My brother in northern Michigan here, back in the mid-90s, researched the whole education system for 4 years and did over 40 hours of radio up here, having Charlotte Iserby and other Samuel Blumenfeld, all these specialists in the field. And he's got so much information. This goes way back to 1835 when the Unitarians took over our education system in the 1880s. The heads of the major teaching colleges got together and established some bylines they were going to go by, or guidelines they were going to. All their students were going to be put into the lower teaching schools. They were going to be put into book publication. They're going to be put into the legislative areas, and then the last person on the totem pole would be the superintendent of schools. They did a study in the 30s, an eight-year study in Russia, to copy their system.
Uh-huh.
And this is where it's all coming from, and it's even more draconian than their system is. And they also have used, they have regions in this state, in this country here, that are made up of four or five states where they have behavioral psychologists develop a curriculum for each region.
Okay, now stay with us, John. We'll continue on the other side with Vicki as well, and we'll connect these dots. Also, the Action on Aging is on our website, listeners, from the UN system. The Action on Aging. We'll be back. Cradle to Grave. Stay with us. Okay, listeners, we're about to conclude this hour, and let me cover this real quickly. Let's keep John and Vicki with us and go to this Action on Aging. It's taking care of my own blood, older women's relationships to their households in Agincourt, dated September 2005. While a relatively small percentage of elderly in Africa are infected with HIV/AIDS, many older persons are being left with caregiving responsibilities for their infected adult children or their young grandchildren who have been orphaned by the disease. Uh-huh. HIV/AIDS is what they're talking about here, listeners. What did we just do the other day? I believe it was Wednesday. Tuesday. I don't remember. When was Dr. Boyd Graves on? He documented the cure for AIDS. You have the documentation for the cure for AIDS. The AIDS epidemic is a creation to cull the population. And according to him, is to eliminate the black population. National Security Study Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger is on our website. It's on Dr. Graves' website. But they use this HIV/AIDS as a spearhead direction to control populations and to reduce the populations. So here we see in Zimbabwe, oh boy, that used to be Rhodesia, listeners, a World Health Organization and Help Age International study found that 74% of all caregivers caring for AIDS orphans are women. This report is based on statistics as well as interviews with elderly South African women who are caring for HIV/AIDS orphans and elderly women from households that did not experience an HIV/AIDS death. These women are residing in an area with an estimated 33% prevalence of HIV/AIDS. The report discusses the potential of social pensions to provide for families in situations of poverty and unemployment. So you see how the engineering of the Hegelian direction has been done. In this one site that Dennis has put up, the Action on Aging, which is on our website now, globalaging.org, if you want to punch it in yourself, globalaging.org, will get you there. And you'll learn about this. You'll understand how HIV/AIDS in Zimbabwe, in Africa, has had its effect on populations. The inoculations are another situation that is not addressed right now, these days. But is there really a good inoculation, or are the inoculations helping to spread HIV/AIDS and disease? I don't trust anyone connected to the UN system. I don't trust anyone connected to the federal government. I don't trust any agency any longer because they're all dependent on federal funding to sustain themselves. There's that word, sustainable development. So all this is being engineered here, listeners. This is just one little portion, one little section of our website. The World Health Organization is involved here. HIV/AIDS is their major concern right now, and Dr. Boyd Graves exposed the creation of AIDS. That recording is, it was Tuesday, I believe, or Wednesday. I'm not sure when he was with us. I'm sorry. But the days roll over into the nights, And, you know, I do a lot. I do another hour on another network, as most of you realize. So everything just interweaves. But Dr. Boyd Graves in that recording is vital, listeners, vital. You've got to spread the word about the creation of AIDS. You've got to spread the word on the creation of weather modification and weather wars and why they don't steer these things out of harm's way into the ocean to die. It's population reduction, listeners, and control, and worker bots on the horizon. We'll bring John back and stay with Vicki here until she's completed with where she wants to go. Stay with us.